Hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And this is kind of a new experiment for us.
Yeah, which I think we should have been doing since the beginning, but I'm glad it's coming through.
We're doing episodes called Foul Monkeys Light, where it'll just be 30 minutes of Herb and I talking, or whatever the case may be.
Old school, nigga. So anyway, yeah, it's kind of like a shorter show, which I think is cool because, I don't know, it's, put it this way. When you do a show with lots of people, like, I don't know how B-Talk does it, man. They must all take huge hiatuses or some shit. Because for me, it's like, I can only take all those people at the same time. Because it's like, if we're all hosting the show every single episode, then it's like having a party where people never leave. You know what I mean? So it's just like, whoa, a little too much for me.
Or the people that won't leave your house when you're trying to get a booty call.
Yeah, but not that good. Oh. but yeah, I just thought we should do, you know, some episodes of just me and Ricky, you know, doing it original Foul Monkey style.
Original. It's been a long time since we've done this.
Yeah, original as in, you know, after 75, so.
Yeah, I think it's good. I brought the suggestion to her because, excuse me, because he was feeling, I guess, a little different about the show than he used to. And so I was just thinking today at work, well, maybe we should try something with just the two of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll do our regular recording on Thursdays so we can do like an hour show and then a 30-minute show. So
yeah,
like two shows a week.
I think we can still be
Yay,
funny.
It showed up. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I think we can still be funny because, you know, I think we're both very funny people. And, I mean, usually...
Hold on for a second. I don't want people to think I'm crazy, but...
You are.
My, my 500 gigabyte hard drive actually showed up on my computer. I was starting to get scared. Okay, I didn't want you to think I was crazy, so go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say.
We were talking about the 30-minute show and how
the
show.
I think we're both funny. I mean, and I'm a very situational comedy kind of guy. Like, whatever's going on, I can make hilarious. And I know I can because it's like, and it doesn't matter. It's like, you know, to me, it's like, as long as you think you're pretty funny, then that's all that matters, man. As long as you have a good time, you know, anybody who's like funny comedians out there, you know, comedians spend a lot of time running through jokes and you have to run across people, but you also have to make sure it's not just something that like other people think is funny, but that you think is funny. Because if it's not funny to you, then it sucks. You know, just like, you know, when you walk out the door, if you don't look good to yourself, it doesn't matter what the fuck anybody else thinks because you're going to feel like shit the whole day if you know you don't look good.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
Shut up, you're hot. So I just, you know, I think we can both be funny and cool and interesting without everybody all the time. So, but of course, I have fun with those shows too. It's just been so long since we've done one that like, you know.
Well, I think the purpose of this show also is to just maybe give a little bit of detail into like our life outside of everyone else and just, you know, talking about the things that we go almost like a journal, I guess.
Yeah. Like a diary,
like,
and a mother.
Should we talk
prank.
About like the mini fight that we had on Saturday or Sunday about how I freaked out?
Yeah, I just talked to Cincy Cub and he was like, I didn't know you guys were having issues. I'm like, dude, I didn't. You see what I'm talking about, gay men? You see what I'm talking about? When you say one thing, and this is like everybody, but I notice more with females than gay men. You say one thing and people interpret it as something like drastically more crazy or dramatic. And it's like, yeah, and it's like, that's how I feel when I'm on the toilet and when I talk to people about this kind of thing.
No, this is how you feel on the toilet.
No, it's never wet and juicy. It's always like, it's hard and crispy.
Like KFC.
Oh, snap, with a buffet and everything. No, but I just, it's like, I told, Cincy Cub, we love you and you're hot. But it was
he
just like,
hot.
Dude, we're not having issues.
Especially
I was just saying
video.
We had like this one little altercation for like 2 minutes and then I took
it was
a nap.
Longer than 2 minutes.
It was like 10 minutes. And then I took a nap and then he came in after.
I'm sorry.
Right. And we were fine. And it was like.
And then we had
sex
makeup
ever.
Sex.
Yeah. So anyway, no, there's no issues. There's never issues. If we were in a fight, it like I don't know. I can't be in a fight with someone forever or even a week or a day. It doesn't last that long because it's ridiculous. It's like, no, let's just be cool and shut the hell up.
During that 10 minutes, all I could think about was, like, this.
I guess. Mr. NRA.
Yeah, the only gun I have is between my legs. Ooh.
And it's a pistola. So, the other thing is that I wanted to bring in, we've been talking about it because I love to bitch about stuff and I also love to push certain things and tell people to check shit out. So we're going to have a little segment. It doesn't have to be a segment. It's just, you know, we're going to have these things called Herbs No Mores. Meaning I'm gonna list about three things per episode that there should be no more of. Like, it should just vanish from the face of the planet.
Like black people.
Yeah, but we need
Chinese people.
We need chicken and watermelon.
Indian
Where's
people.
Where's it all gonna go?
And not the
the curry kind.
Those are the original Americans.
Right.
American.
And then I'm also going to have, like, checkouts, meaning you need to check this shit out because it's really cool. It might be something brand
and we
new.
We can totally do noises like Walmart checkout. Beep, beep.
Yeah, or it might be something really old, but it'll just be something cool that I think you should check out that I've experienced or that Ricky's experienced that we're like, hey, if you don't already know about this band or this video game or this song or this food or this place to go eat or whatever, check it out.
I have a band. Are we going into it now, or sure. Do we want to discuss a little bit more about Foul Monkeys?
Yeah, let's discuss, and well, let's just talk like normal.
So, how you doing, baby sweet cake sugar bum?
I'm doing fine, sugar plum, honey.
Ooh, that's
bitch,
so gross. That is so gross.
I don't know.
I'm actually looking for a band called Hem, H-E-M. And I have a live album of theirs, but I want their other three or four albums, and I can't get them, like, on anywhere else.
Not to be confused with, like, Bam Margera and him and Poland and, you know, wherever that band is from. Not like the metal band, like, you know.
No.
Wings of a Butterfly.
No.
Okay.
But it's, like, kind of, like, folky, and it's cool. I wish I
like Wilco?
Could play it a little
Have
bit.
You heard of Wilco?
Kind of like them.
Okay. I can't believe I saw Wilco on Walmart TV and Bright Eyes. I was like, no!
Yeah, I have some Bright Eyes stuff, but he's a little bit too whiny.
Oh,
I think I might delete
whiny.
Him.
He is like
he needs to get butt fucked and get over it.
Okay. For anybody that doesn't know emo, and I talked about this months ago, but for new listeners, if you do not understand what emo is, here's what emo is. Emotional indie rock that has generally a back tone of relationships or interpersonal, you know, interactions, that kind of thing. It's generally kind of whiny, but real emo is not. And I'm not a genre whore. I just, you know, I hate when people are like, oh, you know, Linkin Park or My Chemical Romance. That's so emo. That's not emo. That's mainstream bullshit.
Well,
the difference
is used to be emo and now it's mainstream.
No. Linkin, no. It was all bullshit. Always. Real emo is, it comes down to like four bands. The Get Up Kids, The Promise Ring, Sunny Day Real Estate, and Bright Eyes. That is emo. So if you think you know emo, shut the fuck up, please. Because I don't want to hear
Actually,
someone say
as we're
AFI.
Talking about that, I'm totally deleting his music because
yeah.
I can't stand it.
And I don't want to hear another person tell me AFI is emo. People like, you know, just talk all day at Walmart and in general, and it's like, dude, you don't know, trust me. And not like I know everything. I'm just saying that's not emo at all. AFI is not. And they used to be really good, but they're not anymore anyway. But yeah. I already feel like I'm gonna get in my no more.
So let's start then. I'll start it out for you.
Okay.
They try to make me go to rehab. I said
no more.
No.
All right.
Yes, I've gone back or black, but then I'll come back.
What, okay, so she got caught with drugs again.
No.
Amy Winehouse.
She wasn't
people.
Like in rehab or in jail.
No. But she got caught again, right? What happened? You just told me the other day. She like went back to rehab.
Well, they said she went back in the hospital because she was like
she
like
almost
high
OD'd.
On crap. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Amy Winehouse, you're done forever.
Have you seen how skinny she is?
You're done. You look like a suicide girl, which is not.
I think she's cute.
Listen to me. You.
Oh, I'm
Amy
sorry.
Winehouse. You look like a suicide girl, and if I hear that song one more time, it's over. It's over, dude. No fucking more.
You can't stand it when I listen to it in the shower, can you?
No, every time. It's done. Not even in the shower.
It's
I turn
on my
on
bathroom.
The radio, and there's like the Jay-Z remix.
It's on my bathroom 2 playlist.
And it's like, no, it's done forever. She needs another hit. You know, at least Fergie. At least Fergie have Big Girls Don't Cry. She was like Fergalicious for fucking
song.
8 months. Yeah, but at least. No.
And then it was Glamorous.
But at least she has like 2 or 3. But Amy Winehouse has 1.
At least we know she knows how to spell.
I don't know. So does Gwen Stefani.
Right.
No, but she that's over is that song. I will listen to Get It Shouty or
Oh No
or Umbrella Ella Ella, 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 Ella. I will listen to that 5 billion times before I'll listen to Amy Winehouse. She's done. Also, Halo 3 is done. It hasn't come out yet. I can't remember when it comes out because I don't really care. You know, the minute you start seeing Halo 3 advertisements on Mountain Dew bottles that little kids are drinking, it's like, dude, you guys fucking rape the shit out of the market with these advertisements for some bullshit game that's going to suck. And I'd rather play, this is one of my checkouts, I'd rather play Bioshock or Metroid Prime 3 any day. For anybody that doesn't know, Bioshock just came out yesterday at midnight, actually. I guess that's technically today. It's a fantastic game by 2K Games. You're like in this underwater city, and there's like human genetics, and there's like telekinesis, and you're like, there's all these different paths you can take. You can be protect or you can kill. It's an awesome game. It just came out. Do not buy Halo 3. Go play Bioshock and Metroid Prime 3. The other thing is that... So, okay, yeah, so I'm done with Halo 3, I'm done with Amy Winehouse, and I'm done with...
These are going by fast.
And I'm done with The Simpsons. The Simpsons have been on forever. I've never quite found it funny. Sometimes it's all right, and I love The Simpsons video games. They're fun as hell, especially Hit and Run. That was, like, the best one. And some of the old ones back in the day.
Yo, so what's happening, dude?
What?
You remember that?
No.
You don't remember, like, the original Simpsons, like, CD that came out?
Yeah.
Like, dude, the Bartman.
I had the tape.
Ooh, not the tape.
No, well, my next door neighbor, I remember having the tape. See, I liked the music. I liked the video games. I liked the paraphernalia for Simpsons. I just don't think the show is that funny, ever. It's never been that funny. I watched the whole
episode
and, like, didn't laugh once at the whole episode. And I'm you know, I'm not, like, you know, a bitch face at work. You know, I usually have a smile at work. I don't know. I just don't find it.
Put a smile on your face.
Let me, bitch. I just always, I don't know, I've just never found it funny. Simpsons, I mean, it comes on how many times a day? Like 4 times a day, syndicated on 3 different channels. I know it's always been a Fox thing, but it's like everywhere. The movie's out, fucking Quickie Mart, 7-Elevens, and it's like, dude, 7-Eleven is already gross enough. Masking it with Simpsons bullshit's not going to make it any nicer. You know, I don't know, it's just, I've never been a fan, and it's like, it's done. It's taken them 20-something years to come out with a movie. And I heard it wasn't even that good. Like, I heard it was funny, but it was like, it might as well just be on TV, which is what Homer says at the beginning of the movie anyway. So it's like, well, take your own damn advice. I was always more of a fan of, like, Beavis and Butthead and that kind of thing.
Ooh, they got on my nerves.
I mean, they were retarded too, but it was like, I mean, even Family Guy topped Simpsons for me. Because even though it's the same formula over and over, at least it's like, some of it is ridiculously funny. I mean, like, drawn together funny. You know, like, whoa.
I like that show.
Yeah.
We need to get that on DVD.
So anyway, and then, all right, so check out Bioshock, Metroid Prime 3. If you like indie rock, if you like Joy Division, if you like Interpol, if you like, I don't really know how to describe it. I guess that's the best way. They don't really sound like Interpol or Joy Division specifically, but they're good. The band called The Stills, they're from Montreal. They're really good. Their first CD, Logic Will Break Your Heart, the entire album is good. I can listen to the whole thing and enjoy all of it. I understand it's a very, you know, you have to kind of like that music to like it, but I like it. I dig it. It's like indie rock. It's good. It's rad. It's good driving music. So everybody check out The Stills. They just came out with a new album, I believe, at the beginning of this year. I think in March sometime. But I haven't gotten it yet. I heard it's good. Check them out. And also check out, go to Walmart. If you are in the market for a laptop, go to Walmart. We are selling an Acer laptop for $398. It's 80 gigs on the inside.
All right, they're totally not paying us.
Listen to me. It's a half a gig of RAM. It has Windows Vista, which of course sucks and will probably take up most of the resources. But if you know anything about computers, you can reinstall XP and make the most out of it. Currently, my laptop has all the same guts as that one does on the inside of it. Mine's just a compact. And mine was like $650 with my employee discount in December. So it pays to wait. And they don't advertise this laptop. They might have it in the ads, but they don't advertise it in the store. There's no model or display model for it at all. So if you ask at any Walmart, we have a bunch of them. They're $398 for a laptop. I mean, if you just need something for school or work, that's definitely something I wanted to voice to people. Because people come in all day, and they have no idea, and they want a cheap laptop, and that's the one.
Or you could go buy a Mac.
Yeah, but then you'd be broke. And
not necessarily.
No, for Sizzle.
For shizzle my nizzle.
For shizzle your nizzle, for sure.
For shizzle my nizzle, my appizzle.
So that's it for my bitching and my checkouts. Everybody go check out that stuff and don't check out the other stuff.
There's been a lot of people that were concerned about you because they think that you're like
bitching
depressed
out.
Or something.
No, I'm good, man. It's just it's stressful, bills and work, and you know, that's how it is. And I don't know.
That's how it be.
I have friends here and I'm starting to make more, but it's like as it stands, everybody already knows each other. So I don't have anybody out here that I've known for years that can back me up on shit. You know, like just because they're my friend. They don't have to agree with me. You know how like when you have real good friends, you don't have to agree with each other. You just back each other up because you're motherfucking friends. You got that loyalty. You got that like that background with people. You know, like I have friends that I've known for 7 years and it's like we could both say the stupidest shit ever and we'll call each other out on it, but we back each other up because we're friends. And it's like I don't have anybody here that can like back me up with my crazy ass ideas.
I'll back you up.
Well, you'll back me up into the bedroom. So, you know, and it's like all I have is Ricky and friends that I met through him, and that's fine. And I just, you know, it's just a little frustrating when you're a million miles away from home and you got to start over and do like, it's like an adventure. And I asked for it myself and I knew it was happening. That's how I'm feeling. So things are good. You know, work is a little stressful. Although I guess in hours wise, I don't work a ton. But I've worked more lately than ever, and what I do at work is very strenuous because I'm actually working.
He, like, walks and junk.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm I basically take up the workload for everybody else that works.
Yeah, because you have a bunch of lazy asses that work around
you.
Yeah,
they don't do anything at Walmart, so I do.
And some of them are white, too.
Yeah.
So we're not racist, I promise.
So I'm also stuck. Kind of excited. I'm trying to start like a little project, a little offhand business of my own. Kind of like,
hey man, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like the Geek Squad at Best Buy. I'm gonna be doing repairs and stuff for people, computer repair, hookups for sound systems, DVDs, whatever. You know, whoever wants to do it. A lot of moms and parents and elderly folk don't know how to do any of that stuff, and Walmart doesn't have anybody to go out there and help them. And Geek Squad will charge you fucking $80 to like.
For real,
just for an estimate, yeah, which is gay. So, I'm gonna start making business cards when I get paid, and gonna start doing that. So I'm pretty excited. Ricky, how was school?
I had my first day of class yesterday. I have probabilities and statistics, and I hate math. But it's kind of weird because the class isn't even on campus, so I'm paying like all this money to go to this class that is not on the school campus, wow. And I'm paying for technology fees and all this shit, and we're at the Geico building.
And that's math where sucks my anyway? Is.
Yeah, and so, like, we can't get in the building because it's all secure, you know, security, so we have to wait for someone to come let us in. And it was like, of course, this old 87-year-old white-haired black man that could barely walk,
right,
trying to open up the door for us.
Like, just give me a minute here.
And then
I
he was looking at me like I was in the movie The Skeleton Key or something, like I was voodooized or something.
Because you're white and he's so old, he doesn't remember. He's like, oh, shit, they're okay now? Oh, yeah. They're not trying to enslave us anymore.
They're not so mean. Yeah. Them whites aren't so mean.
They don't got them
anymore.
Water hoses no more. Shit.
Or them whips. Or them ropes.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Awful. I'm going to hell.
Or their casting agents.
At least I know a lot of people there.
Yeah. So how what are we at right now?
We're like 18 minutes.
Okay.
I want to say happy birthday to Braden in Canada.
And happy birthday to Mr. Ryan Tarpley, who's on our show usually.
Should we sing to him?
No, it's okay. I don't like the happy birthday song.
Let's sing it to him in sign language. Okay, we're done.
Okay, we're done. Yeah, his birthday was today. I believe he turned, what, 22, 23?
22.
He was younger than me?
I think he's 22. Why don't you use your handy sidekick to find out?
That's okay.
We need puff guards.
Like, puff? Like puff?
For real.
Puff,
like,
no, it's cool. We just have to talk.
That's because we're not used to it being plugged into the fancy.
No, like, we're not used to like having everybody shut the hell up and us to actually talk quietly.
That is
quietly.
Right. That'd be true.
But yeah, Ryan's birthday was today. My friend Colin, my best friend who doesn't listen to the show, of course, because he's Colin. He just turned 22 on August 14th. And yeah, exciting stuff.
Excuse me, moi.
That exciting.
No, what was I going to say? I want... Oh, there's several people that want Drew to be like our sound man. Do you think he'll accept the job?
Oh, yeah. He'd accept.
They just don't want him to talk.
Oh, I was talking to him today. He's like one of those guys I was saying that he could sway either way because he's like not overwhelmingly straight or gay, and he's really friendly. So it's like, well, he could suck dick. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I hope told he doesn't him. Listen to this.
No, I told him, and he was like, all right, I can
I
see
said
that.
He was cute. Oh, he said he could see that?
He could see how he could be taken as Swain either way.
Oh, it's just because he's nice.
When he has a beard, he looks like Mark Broussard. Totally.
Oh, really?
Except not red, of course. But it's like he looks just, he's like a skinny guy who, if you see him from the neck up, he looks like a big buff guy, mm-hmm. burly guy.
Well, you know, when you're gay, like you think everyone's gay, kind of. Or you hope everyone's gay.
Well, just the hot guys.
You just wish you could touch them.
Yeah.
And turn them gay for like, what, 30, 40 minutes?
So you can feel up their asshole. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, and still their money and junk.
Yeah, and shove like popsicles in their ass.
That's hot. Been there, done that.
No, it's cold.
Been there, done that. Oh, whoops.
Popsicle stick. So, we should put pictures on the blog of my mohawk.
Did you see the latest pictures? Oh, I was going to do that last night, but I forgot. I was sleepy.
So, on the blog, check it soon. We'll have pictures of my
Someone
mohawk.
Someone wanted a massage.
And yes, my massage is crucial.
A foot massage.
Uh-huh.
And then you promised to give me a massage when you got home, and, well, that didn't happen.
You were a sleepy bitch.
You can massage me while I'm sleeping.
I love you, honey.
With your mouth.
Mm. So check the blog. We have pictures of my mohawk. We have pictures of Drew and Dominic.
No, we don't have pictures.
No. I mean, check it. We will have by the time
okay,
you listen.
Okay,
because
it comes out tomorrow. So you'll have to have it up like, by tonight.
That is cool with me.
You have to go out and check the Louis Vuitton car that's on there. I stole it from one of my LJ friends because they took pictures of it. Did you see it?
I was like, wow, is that Mariah Carey?
I know, right?
Like her dog's car, yeah.
And it was all junky.
Yeah,
it belongs to the Well, we won't mention her name, but
bitch,
slut.
There.
Psycho.
Wow. Computer guy took a while.
I know, psycho
slut.
Psycho slut.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's try it.
Slut, bitch, whore.
Whore.
Yeah, that one's a little gay. Whore.
Let's play it again.
Whore.
That's a guy.
No, that's a girl.
That's a both.
Whore.
It's a pat.
Whore.
So, yeah. So I want to talk about Bear City real quick. Bear City's cool, except that like no one's ever on. They'll all get back to your message, but whenever you're
no
on there,
no one
ever
talks to me on there, I guess because maybe.
You have to message.
I think maybe someone put in a bad word for me that doesn't like me anymore.
Loser?
Yeah.
From Fort Lauderdale?
Well, I didn't want to give specifics.
You don't need to. Everybody knows him. Anyway, Bear City's okay. It's just funny how it's like, everybody will get back to you, but when you're online, there's never anyone on. Like, somehow, magically, in the middle of the night, their messages will pop up, but no one is ever on there. It's like a ghost town. There's lots of cute guys, but I wish there was more penis pictures. But I'm kind of glad that it's not all about sex. I don't know.
You know what else about Bear City?
What's that?
Is I wanted to, like, see if they would just, like, advertise, you know, the podcast or whatever.
Oh,
and they were, like, $260 for, like, 5 weeks or something.
Yeah, they needed money.
Like,
and it's like, dude, you guys aren't that popular.
I need to take them off
you.
My website.
Yeah. And also, their little message loader thing takes a little while. Like, I'm waiting for it to just send the damn message. And it's like, dude, if my sidekick can send a message in negative seconds, why does the Bear City Messenger take like 10 or 15 seconds?
There's no such thing as negative seconds.
That's how fast it is. It's like, bam! Bam!
Ouch, that hurt my ears.
My bams will be hurting something else on you.
Ooh,
later.
Hot.
Yeah.
We're at 24 minutes.
All right. Let's get
what
out.
What else? Should we talk about anything
get
else?
Out
I want to know if Ray in Houston is still listening to our show. Because I haven't heard from him in a while.
Or if he's still cuter in person than he is in pictures.
And who else do I want to know who listens anymore?
Enrique does. Christian does.
Enrique. We get calls from them. Christian.
Jeremiah.
There's a listener that sent us their picture this weekend.
Oh, shit.
No, don't say the name, but
who's the
Pickle. That's what we have to call that person.
I don't remember.
Remember?
The young one?
Yeah, but we're not supposed to say that.
What? No, that's
because
it's not against the law.
No,
it'll be. Listen?
No, I know that, but it might get this person in trouble with their rents.
Oh,
because
well,
they share
I'm
computers.
Pretty sure now it's really obvious since no one else gets in trouble with their parents except for a person of this age.
Well, you know, whatever.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Pickle.
It's cool.
I want to like have people from other countries that are listening to us to actually email us or
in your native
call
tongue
us or something.
Yeah, in your native language.
Like,
just be like
if you can't call us, like record an MP3 or something and send it to us. We'll play it because I want to hear like other languages and junk, even if we can't understand it.
Yeah.
So, with that said, check out the blog.
Did I talk about the Madden thing? Last one?
No. You can talk about it on Thursday.
Well, it's just it's just really quick. I mean, I had like a big Madden 08 tournament at Walmart. And I haven't played a football game since like NFL Blitz, which is like in 99 or 98. Mm-hmm. So, and I haven't played Madden since like 94 on Game Boy.
I've never played a sports game.
Yeah, not very fun. But Madden 08 was all right.
They should totally put kickball.
The tournament
on, like,
went okay. When we get that Mario Strikers game, you'll like it, I promise. But yeah, the tournament was pretty good. I mean, we were supposed to get tournament kits for every Walmart, and we didn't get one because we're a regular Walmart, and there's like four supers near us. So I made the best. Shut the fuck up. My store manager.
You hate me.
No, I just don't like being interrupted. Please.
Oh. Whoops, I forgot to turn him off.
He keeps going.
Yeah.
So my store manager was like, be creative, you know, do whatever you got to do. And I think I made the best of it. I mean, me and this other guy, like, helped out. We got this big screen TV and we gave away the game. It was a lot of fun. I mean, we did a good job, especially for not getting a fucking kit. It was supposed to be like a tent and all these lazy boys and all this food and stuff.
I saw that in the video game chairs or whatever.
Yeah, and it was like, that's...
And then what happens to that stuff after they're done with it?
If Walmart can't make money off of it, no one can. I bet you they give it to whoever's there or they throw it away and make sure it's broken or
that
some
sucks.
Shit. But anyway, I haven't been a big fan of Electronic Arts like EA in years. And I don't think Madden 08 is that incredible. But I had fun doing the thing. And anybody who likes football, check it out. It's on like 10 different systems. It released all at the same time on every single system. It's crazy.
Atari. Pong.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. For me, I was always like for sports, if I was into them, it was always like a 2K sports kind of guy. So all pro football, 2K8, that would be my pick over Madden 08. Anyway, yeah, check out the blog. We'll have pictures soon.
Give us a call. Tell us what you think about the 30-minute shows, Foul Monkeys Light, or if you think we should change the name to something else. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Almost forgot the number.
Wow.
Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yeah, if we're not funny, I'm sorry. I just got off work, and I'm kind of tired, and my ass hurts.
And it's almost 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
But, you know, Foul Monkeys Light isn't always supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it can just be like, you know, a narrative. Like today, while in the bathroom, I started to jerk off. Oh, oh, oh.
But that's true.
Not today. The other day.
Dirty boys.
Uh-huh. But I save, but I edge, so I save it for Ricky when I get home.
Wow, we're getting personal, huh?
We are. Anyway, I'm sure Big Fun Drew would enjoy that. Oh, he told me he misses me or you or both of us or something like that.
He wants
anyway,
to touch both of us.
We miss you too, even though you're like way too old for us.
And we also have to set up a time for Ryan and Stephanie to do their thing.
I'm sorry, he's not that old.
He's not old.
Well, he's not
cute.
Old. He's, you like them 43-year-old guys.
Shut up. I'm like, he's not 43.
You know what I mean.
We have 30 seconds to count down. So is there anything else you want to say?
Science!
True. You're cute, and I don't care how old you are.
Oh, and there's a new guy, Joe, who just called me during the show. I need to call him back. He works at Olive Garden. He's cute. We're going to hang out with him. And no, it will not be a threesome. And yes, we will take pictures.
And maybe he can come on the show sometime.
Yeah.
So
we'll have pictures of
this is Foul Monkeys Light, episode 1. This is Ricky.
This is Herbalicious.
This is your two lover boys, and we're out of here. Bye.
Keep it foul.
Keep it fun.